This is the Iconic Wealth Women podcast with me, Kylie Anderson, empowering visionary female entrepreneurs from around the globe to develop their business and wealth strategies so they grow their income, make more impact, and influence others along the way. Let's build your legacy and make a difference today. Welcome back to the Iconic Wealth for Women podcast show. This is my short snippet series where I always do about a 10 or 15 minute video around one thing that can help you grow your long-term wealth. And that is normally something around a more of a business element. And the reason why is because obviously business is the one of the most amazing wealth channels you can grow over the time. And a big part of that we've been talking about is around list building and building your community. Why do we want to do that? Well, anytime we want to build our revenue of some sort, ideally we've got to build our community, and that is getting in front of more people. And so I like to talk about these sort of business elements in the snippets of growing your long-term wealth. And the reason being is things like lists and things like communities can help you not only grow your income, but you can build connections, collaborations, potentially if you're looking for investors. You're building up your own brand and own profile at all times, no matter what you're doing to grow your wealth. And the reason we do that, even if you're in a job or you're working in a corporate, like you want to grow your personal brand. And that gives you an opportunity to do things like pivot if you need to, so you can do something different fast. Say something happens, maybe you get made redundant, maybe you're looking for a new job. Maybe you're bored of your job and want to get out, or maybe you are wanting to grow your business in a different way. Having a list and having a community always allows you to pivot very fast. So you want to start to think about, if you're not doing it, you want to do it anyway. Grow your list, grow your brand in some way, shape or form. It'll make you valuable in the long run. But we talk about it obviously mainly from a business element, is if you grow your list, you grow your revenue. It's simple as that. So we've been talking about the ways that you can grow your list and why do you want to do it. And I want to just touch on one thing in this short podcast, and that's around building your credibility in your brand. So the reason being is as you build your credibility and as you build your brand, you can also grow your list on speed. So what do I mean by that? Well, ideally, you want to create one core piece of content that you can use over and over again when you're out in the marketplace. So that could be, it could be your book, for example. Lots of people use their books to list build very fast. So a book is a great way to list build. We are currently in the process of using the Iconic Wealth for Women book to grow the community out in numbers. And we're doing that because we want to hold some more events. We want to hold some more community activities. So we want to grow the network in that regard. So we're using the book to grow the network of more intelligent women that want to build their long-term wealth. So it makes sense to use the book to do that, to get people onto our list so we can make the offer to them to come to our events and do things with us. So what core piece of content can you use that's valuable in your business to grow your list? Things like workshops work very well as well. If you're running some sort of workshop, some sort of challenge, maybe something you can give away for free, maybe even a free course, like a shorter version of what you do, can work really well. And what do we do with that? Well, the core thing is obviously you want to list build from it. So you want to make sure you're bringing in potentially your ideal audience. So like I said, whenever you're list building, you have to understand who your ideal audience is, and you've got to go deep around them so that it feels valuable. So you're bringing in the right people into your community. But then what do you do with it? Well, the biggest way you can grow your list faster is on speed, is getting in front of other people's audiences. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the simple fact is someone has already spent years collating your audience, whether they have their own network, whether they have their own business, whether they have maybe a podcast, maybe a magazine's got a big audience, somewhere that your audience is already collated together in one place. And what quite often they look for is ways that they can add value to that audience. So, for example, one of our projects we're doing at the moment is a golf project I've got on the go on the side. It's one of my side hustle businesses for my pension plan. It's got a pension pot attached to it. But basically, one of the things we're doing is we're giving a free course away of huge value that's going out to other people's audiences, because there's lots of influencers on golf who have millions and millions of followers to get them onto our list to sell out our new program we've just created. So we're giving something a huge value. It gives the insights into what we're doing in the course, and we're giving it away for free so people get onto our list. So we know that lots of there's lots of influencers, there's lots of TikTokers, there's lots of Instagrammers who have big followings around golf. It's a very passionate product. So we know they've spent years building up that audience. So we're going to leverage that audience, and we've put out an offer to all their communities. Yeah. So what are you doing to get in front of other people's audiences? So you want to be ideally speaking if you can. So that's where you go into that audience, you add value. Maybe you might jump on a live stream together with the audience organizer. Maybe you might run a traditional webinar. You might do a training in their audience to add value to them. So you could go and teach your methodology or teach a new process to your audience. So what you're ideally looking for is an audience that is similar to your audience, but the person hosting that audience doesn't necessarily do what you do. So, for example, I could go into a mindset coach's audience and talk about business growth, because they don't necessarily teach business growth and I don't teach mindset, but it's a very similar business audience. So that works really well for me as a synergy in relation to who I work with and who I go into their groups and speak to a lot of the times. So you're wanting to look at complementary people that have your audience already collated in one place. And then ideally, you want to go and speak in front of them. So that could be a podcast interview, for example. You could do a podcast interview on someone else's show, which then gets you noticed across their audience, and you get them back onto your list with a really strong call to action to your valuable piece of content that you're giving away for free to their audiences. You can do a training, like I said, in someone else's community. So lots of people have memberships, lots of people have communities where they add value to that community on a regular basis by bringing in guest experts. So could you be a guest expert into someone else's community? Really valuable thing to do. Could you do a speaking gig in front of your local network? So local networking works really well as well, where you can go out and you can present and you can speak at local events. So where are you speaking at local events? So I did a recent one. Our local NatWest hub has incredible engagement with the business community of Milton Keynes, where I live. And they quite often run different types of events at their centre. And so they had a marketing series around marketing and business growth. And I went down there and did a session on list building and growth and how to use assets to grow your list. From that, I got another 20 people onto my list that day for that hour for free. So again, where can you be speaking to add people to your list and to community very, very fast? And ideally, like you said, your call to action should always be to get onto your list. Ideally, when you're going into other people's audiences, unless it's a paid event and you're a guest speaker to sell something, which is what some people do, you can go to a conference, you can go to an online event or an offline event, and you'll be speaking at their event. And then ideally, you're trying to sell to them. Unless it's that base, your main goal, I find, is to try to get people out of their community onto your list, because then once they're on your list, you can sell to them at any time. You can invite them to workshops. You can invite them to the things that you do to be able to then sell your products and programs to them. So use speaking as a way to leverage your audience much faster. Obviously, speaking at big events is a great way to add. I know one of my friends went and spoke at a big event. They had about 1,000 people across the weekend. She added another about 500 or 600 people to her list in one day. So how can you add people to your list by getting in front of other people's audiences? So that's the first one, is using the leverage that they have spent years and years of time growing that community, building that community. And your job is to go and provide them with some value add. So how can you add value to their community? What are they struggling with? How can you solve that for them? What types of things could you do for that audience? So that's the kind of more speaking route. When you're selling a product or program, you've obviously got the more traditional route of affiliate marketing, which is basically where you're bringing on formal affiliate partners to sell your product or program. And then the goal is obviously they're going out to their list and their community with your conversion method. So whether that's a webinar, whether that's a workshop, whether that's sharing a challenge. There's a challenge going at the moment, which has got 10,000, over 10,000 people in it. They've shared it with their affiliate partners. And the goal of that is your affiliate partners disperse that to their audiences. And imagine if just 10 affiliate partners added another 100 to your list, you've got another 1,000 people onto your event that you're then obviously got the opportunity to build a relationship with those people and then sell to them your services. So that's the kind of more traditional route of getting in front of other people's audiences. But you can also just speak to build your list. So again, use speaking to build your list at any time, podcasts, groups, communities, forums, live events, local events, all those sorts of things to then continue to build up your profile, build your credibility because you're speaking on other people's platforms, but also obviously it adds to your list for free other than your own time to deliver that work. The other way to do it as well is also things like PR. So PR, article writing, getting yourself in the press can really scale a list opportunity for you for sure, because they'll come and search, they'll come and add web traffic. There was a really good, interesting article by an agency I love called Seven, which is a Manchester marketing agency. And they were talking about how one of their big brands they work with wanted a new dog for their commercial advert. So instead of going to an agency which could have sourced the dog, they decided to run a competition for it. So they ran a competition which got 15,000 people onto their list of people that are interested in sharing their dog. And obviously they had to go through the process of what they wanted. But that got press coverage, it got reach, it brought thousands of people back to their website, and they used it as a list building opportunity. So instead of paying for something which they could have sourced, they then used it as a way to grow their list effectively. So competitions also work very well. Where can you add some fun and some vibrancy to your marketing, which then gets people onto your list? So, and again, you're getting them involved. They know that they're getting the right people because they know they're going to do a dog advert with a dog in it. They've probably got more of their buyers on their list who love their brand, their positioning, and you've got that opportunity to grow. So it was a really great example of using an opportunity to grow your list rather than just going out and paying for a service or just doing something practically you do in your business. You might ring around, you might get it, but instead you're making a marketing opportunity out of what you're doing. So where can you make a marketing opportunity out of what you're doing as well? So for example, one of the things that we've got going on is we've obviously got the Iconic Wealth for Women event in London coming up on the 12th of June. We're about to release tickets for it. Very, very excited by that. But one of the things I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be launching my book from that event. So I'm launching my own personal book on that day. So I'm using it as an opportunity to get my book in front of probably about 150, 200 incredible women out there who may be thinking about growing their wealth through obviously building online businesses. So where can you use those sorts of marketing opportunities? I'm going to an International Women's Day event on Friday. And basically what I'm doing there, well, actually it'll be past you because by the time this is released, or maybe we'll see, I can't remember if it's before or after, do the old TV trick. It's not delivered just yet. We're not live yet until tomorrow because it's pre-recorded. So yeah. But anyway, I'm going to an International Women's Day event. So I don't have anything really to give away. So what I decided to do was to do a put your business card in a bowl or your name and details on a raffle ticket. And basically, I'm going to be giving away 5 of the books on the day in a 2-hour time frame. So I'm going to announce them as we go throughout the day. And they're going to get a copy of my book. But why am I doing it? It gives me another opportunity to list build and connect with people that are interested in what I've got to say. So, and it's a great way for me to give away a few books and get my message out there to the marketplace. But also it means I collect people's details and emails and go from there. So what are you doing to grow your list at any time? So hopefully that's helped you think about not only building your credibility, because any type of speaking, any type of presenting, whether you're guest expert, getting in front of someone else's audiences will grow your credibility, grow your profile massively, but it will also grow your list at the same time. So I wanted to cross over those two elements today talking about building your credibility at all times, using and leveraging other people's networks by adding value. So you're giving back, you're adding value to their audiences, and in return, you're building your audiences as well. So hopefully that's helped you start to think about how can you grow your wealth by growing your network, because that's what you're doing. You're growing your network, you're growing your contacts, you're growing your community. And by doing that, it gives you more opportunities to grow your wealth. So I'll see you on the next podcast, and bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Iconic Wealth for Women podcast with me, Kylie Anderson, available on Amazon Music, Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast listening providers. If this episode has been valuable to you, please share it with a friend or leave a review. And don't forget to grab any downloads below.